We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Nick Claremont is the life and arts editor of the Washington Examiner magazine. He's been writing in The Spectator at the prospect of another James Bond film, and he joins us now. Nick, good morning. You say they should never make another Bond film. Why?
Well, I think that the most recent James Bond film, which came out, I think, just over 4 years ago, ended the James Bond story almost by accident. Not quite by accident, because they killed James Bond. And then the story of the James Bond franchise, just, you know, not inside the fictional universe, but here where it's sort of a Hollywood business issue, it makes it something that's actually plausible, because Eon Productions sold the rights to Amazon for not really very much money, less than it often costs to just market one single Marvel movie, let's say. So it's not like I'm proposing something that's, you know, completely absurd. And I think that it would be a fitting end for this extremely, maybe singularly iconic character, because almost by accident, I sense, they've given him an arc that has ended in an almost beautiful and fitting way, where he died having filled this iconic cultural space for so long as the ultimate man who's incredibly capable at doing violence and looking cool and seducing women. He finally found another way to be even better, which is that he acquired a family. He became a father.
And he sacrificed
and
himself.
Only by doing that.
Yeah. It was a lovely storyline. I was surprised that he died, because, you know, I'd like to see another one. But who will save the world from Spectre?
Black Friday at BJ's Wholesale Club is so big, we called in the expert at paying less around the holidays.
Scrooge here. Past, present, or future, it's hard to beat the Black Friday deals at BJ's. Believe me, I've tried. Get 25% off select toys, 30% off select small appliances, and 45% off select TVs through December 1st. Plus, doorbuster deals Thanksgiving weekend. These prices are so good they even rattled old Marley's chain. Ah, humbug. Sorry, old habit.
Visit bjs.com/Black Friday for holiday savings.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Ka'Chava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS. That's Ka'Chava.com, code NEWS.
Well, there are other agents, and there are, of course, other countries. And I think the idea in you know, the creation of James Bond was that the UK was the, you know, supreme country in this great battle of civilizations, and it certainly isn't anymore. And meanwhile, you know, it's a big, complicated world, and we hope that there are highly competent people working on our behalf to keep us safe. But we also hope that the people engaged in the, you know, military intelligence work that does that are good human beings, right? And that they need to have these personally and narratively satisfying lives that that keep them, you know, feeling like they're on the side of good in a real way.
I have to ask, I mean, are you concerned that Britain's fall from international grace in recent years, probably not helped by Brexit, has actually been what killed off James Bond rather than the missiles that landed on the fictional island that killed him.
It may be, but, you know, I think it may have more to do with the cultural and economic trends affecting Hollywood than any cultural and economic trends affecting the UK as a country. But I don't know. You know, I don't have any special insight into it. All I know is that I think that they kind of lucked into this this beautiful thing here. And I think it's really we now have many more franchises that go on for lots and lots of films. It used to be the case that Bond was sort of the only franchise that went on infinitely. Right, and now there's, I don't know how many, you know, Fast and Furious movies or whatever it may be.
And none of them particularly good after the first two or three. But Amazon have of form here.
Fascinatingly crazy.
Yeah, it's true. Amazon have a bit of form here. They may decide to give us young Bond. That's one way of getting around the fact he died. And, you know, maybe show the rise of Bond to the civil service. I mean, how many incarnations of Sherlock Holmes have there been throughout time? Right. You can go back in the timeline.
There are a lot of interesting writers in the world and talented writers who I'm sure could find something to do to write a compelling Bond movie that people would want to buy tickets to. But I think as a character, I just think it would be nice if they would take stock of the idea that maybe this character has served his purpose culturally. You know, sort of for us, the audience, this fictional person has existed fictionally for, you know, for 60 some years. And the reasons that he's existed are, you know, fill these needs that we as a culture have for certain male fantasies and for certain kind of geopolitical ideas. And I think that there's a real way in which he's done his job. And what they did in the last movie, I think sort of by accident, was have him realize inside his own fictional universe that he had achieved his job, and then do what we all as real human beings have to do, which is, and you notice this when you become a parent, your last job is to get out of the way.
Yeah, okay. Nick Claremont, Life and Arts Editor of the Washington Examiner magazine, thank you very much for that. Do you think he's gone, Ciara? Do you think we'll never see Bond again?
Bond forever.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.